Miracle at Radimer House, Junior Version, Chapter 1A. A Beast in the Orphanage.
"Stop it! Leave us alone, you beast!"
shouted Felicity, who was now in tears. Mama Eddie rushed into the room. Felicity was hugging her special doll. Its legs were torn off and the dress ripped apart. It was the only thing she had that her mom had ever given her before she came to the orphanage, a place where children live when they have no parents to take care of them. Felicity buried her face in the flowered dress of the doll and then ran into Mama Eddie's arms, the house mom who lived with them and took care of all 20 girls. The room was silent for several minutes as the other girls watched. Some were sad, some were mad, but all of them secretly wished this new girl would go away. Mama Eddie did her best to comfort Felicity as she hugged her tightly.
"Metty," said Mama Eddie in a firm but not unkind voice. She grabbed the hand of this newest orphan at Radimer House. "Come with me."
Radimer House was in London, England. It was a loving, clean, and happy place for children whose parents could not buy enough food or clothes for them anymore. These parents worked in dark, dirty factories from sun up to sundown, but still did not make enough money, so they had to send their children away. If there was no room in the orphanages, then the children had to live on the streets and beg for food. It was very sad. Metty was 12 and had been a street child for more than 6 years. Mama Addie was out one day and saw the street cleaners grab her to take her to the workhouse. The street cleaners were men who gathered up the homeless children and took them to a workhouse. They had to clean the city every day. At night they ate soup made from water, onions, and grease and had to sleep on dirty straw. It was a terribly overcrowded, smelly, and sickly place. Mama Addie knew about these houses and could not bear to see this young girl hauled away, so she asked the owners if she could bring her to Radimer House. They agreed, but only if Metty would abide by the rules of the house. Otherwise, she would have to go to the workhouse.